Someone may make the following claim. This compassion, which has no focus, is perceiving that living beings which provide, that the living beings which provide its object of focus have no nature of their own. Then we say, are you saying then that this kind of compassion is entertaining two disparate ways of holding to its object? What would the two disparate ways of holding to its object be?
Instead of mind of compassion and instead of mind of perceiving the emptiness
yeah.
of the object.
Yeah. Holding them as being, having no nature of their own, and holding them as being someone suffering that you want to free from pain, right? Okay. Let's read together, ready? By the way, sa, that first syllable, and I'll go like this, and it means you go de. Right? You don't go de. Right? So 1, 2, 3. De rangi miyo tu kyurbe senchen rangshin nepa topa kanshi. That's always a pause, okay? Kanshi, say kanshi. And then you pause. And then you say, Rangi mikyo tu kyurpe sem chen du ngel da cham du ki nam pa chen di lo yin pe. Huh? Okay. Kang Shik, okay, the Kang Shik. Kang can mean a lot of things, right? What, who, where, when. But Kang Shik always means, do you know? It's always A and B, you know? Like you do that in English, you say, there's two reasons why I don't like you. A, your breath smells bad. B, you stole my chocolate chip cookies, you know? And it's that between there you would go, Kang Shik, and you would pause. You stole my chocolate chip cookies. Okay? Alright, so. It's working fast today. What is it? It must be Andrea. Okay. Those are the two aspects, right? Okay? What happened here, between here? Usually we get cheer after what? A day, yeah. Yin day, yut day, and then it gives a cheer, right? But here it came after yiba. So, how can you say cheer to a tao? Who said, are you telling me it has two disparate ways of holding its object? Who said that? Us or them?
They did.
No, us. We did. We did. Right? He said, are you telling me that? Because he started out, right? He made the ridiculous statement. Always started the debate with a ridiculous statement. What was the ridiculous statement? Mingme Nyingje perceives that the living beings that it's focused on have no object of their own, have no nature of their own. It perceives that. And that's a ridiculous statement. So we came back with, are you saying that? Now, what's the only two ways you can answer a tao? De or chitir, right? De or chitir. So you have to know that in the monastic textbooks, the answers of the other guy are often understood. Okay? So you could put it in here. You could have put here, what, de or chitir? Yeah, why?
Because we're explaining why he did say that.
Yeah, he's saying, you know, why you say that? We say, because, okay, got it? And we could have translated it here as, we could have started the sentence with because, but it'd be a weird book to put out that way, you know? So we'll leave it like that. Okay. So, and it's understood at the same moment. At the same moment, this state of mind, are you telling me at the same moment this state of mind can wish that someone wouldn't have pain, and at the same moment see that they don't have any quality of their own? Okay? Nod. Yeah, okay. Okay. I should give you the chocolate now. I had these really great chocolates, and then I forgot to bring them. But, next class. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Where would he have said, I agree? Here? Would he say, would we have a problem if he said, well, anyway, I shouldn't say that. This I just have to teach you, okay? When you say, when you give a cheer after a tao, it means he must have said chi cheer between. Then silently in a monastic textbook, he goes back and corrects himself. Oh, duh. Okay? Himbata. Yeah, right. Which means he answered right to what? To this one. Are you saying that this kind of compassion has two disparate ways of seeing, holding to its object? So he's cut off from one branch. He said, chi chir, and we said, because you'd have to be saying that. Then he backed up. He said, oh, yeah, let me take that back. I agree to what? I agree that that state of mind has... He's holding the object in two different ways at the same time. He backed up. You'll hear it once here. You'll hear it 500 more times. This is just the first one, and then you'll be able to read these books on your own. But there's this weird thing going on where his responses aren't recorded. In the 13th course of ACI, I inserted all those responses in brackets to help you. But here I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay. And if you were to agree, you would still be wrong. You helped me out. I mean, I was like having nightmares about how to translate this. And then I decided that's your problem. The word mu here, mu. There's only one place that you normally see mu, which is mushi musum mebeche, right? You guys did it in the monastery? Yeah, mushi musum mebeche. There's no three or four possible combinations between being changing and being blue. There's no three or four possible permutations between being changing and being blue. Dhamma dupa, du. So there's no three or four permutations between blue and changing.
Sorry,
yeah, good. So there are three or four permutations between being blue and being changing. Show. Then you go through what's called mushi musum. You go through the permutations. First show me something which is blue and changing.
Blue ball.
Yeah. Show me something which is blue but not changing.
Blue sky?
Huh?
Blue sky?
It's not changing.
That's not blue.
That blue doesn't exist. That blue doesn't exist. The idea is not blue. The idea of blue is not blue. I have the idea of blue, but anyway. So that blue doesn't exist. How about changing but not blue? Yeah, and neither changing nor blue.
Sky.
You can say emptiness. You can say emptiness. Emptiness or... Yeah, or empty space. Yeah. So how many moves are present? Yeah, 3 out of 4 are there. That's pretty typical. Yeah.
I'm wanting to ask, when you've been starting debates with us in class, and you haven't been saying because, but you want us to reply Dhammadhur, why is that? Because how much of bread only applies to reason?
That's true. Yeah. So I should start with gadadadayimbeyeche. Okay. That's true. Technically, you have to start it with, you know. And then the monastery, just like, everybody knows. So. Yeah. In a book, it would always start with chira, probably. But anyway.
And then in that case, is it wrong based on the reason that you give, or is it wrong because it doesn't have a subject?
Say again?
Is it in that case?
Oh, when I don't say chira?
Well, you would still say chira. Do I judge it based on the reason itself, or
yeah,
do I say it's wrong?
Based on the reason itself. Based on the falseness of the reason itself.
Is it automatically wrong, though, if it doesn't have a subject?
Yeah, if the reason itself is by itself a falsity, you can answer chicha or tatmadu. Yeah.
If I say because the sky is blue, is it necessarily wrong because it doesn't apply to a subject because I haven't given one?
Technically, that's true. I mean, it's like in the 9 different kinds of bad logical statements. There was no subject or no valid subject, but it's always understood that maybe you're taking it from a past conversation or something. You know, like that. Nobody would say, oh, false on the grounds that there's no subject. It would always be false on the grounds that what you said is false. The reason is false. Okay. So if you were to agree, it would still be wrong because, here it is, lo means mind, mu means one, mu means mu, right? What do we say?
Permutation.
Chippa means a single. So it doesn't mean permutation here, it just means... He says, it's wrong to say the mind is perceiving both the emptiness and the suffering of the person at the same time, because it's only one, it's a single mu state of mind. It's a single mu state of mind. Now how do you translate that mu? Could be, but I don't think it's an option here. I don't think they're saying between 4 options here. I think it's and somehow you have to get in the sense of it being momentary. It's a single instance of would it work to say a single instance of mine?
Yeah.
I think so. If you're Gary Studio, because. This is only a single. And not 2 instances of mu. Okay. And mu is hard there. I very rare. Oh, I found out something cool today. I Googled a string from a text I was working on just for fun because I thought it was misspelled. And Google found it faster on a billion websites than Gopher can on my machine. You know, it found the string in an ACIP text that's on the web, much faster than my computer can find it. And so, just to let you know, it doesn't do as cool proximity searches and stuff like that, but it was really. I don't know how they do it. It's really, it took 0.06 seconds. You know, it's like, I don't know how they do that, but it's a cool
concept. Because I've already done it.
Yeah.
And they just know where it is.
I don't know how they do it. But anyway, it's a cool karma. We've collected this karma, right? So just if you're using the database, you should know that. Because if your golf is not working, you can just Google it. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. 你每天你这个车马没被你这你不黑让你没有的车被深圳让心没法当你大把手数马都讲 대니기 남바 샤와 시그대 Okay. So I'll make it easy, and I'm not going to make the sentence easier here. because he didn't seem to want it to be easier. Do the when you're loving the lady at the Stop and Shop, are you at the same moment perceiving her emptiness?
No.
Are you at the same moment perceiving that she's changing moment to moment? She's getting older as she scoops the ice cream.
No.
Did you previously perceive those things? Yeah, during your meditation in the morning, and then you still have a sense of those in the afternoon when you go for ice cream. Okay, so the sense is still swimming around in your mind, but the perception of her as not being self-existent can't be going on while you're feeling love for her, because they would bump into each other. That's the point. Okay, those you can't have two like very active states of mind with different content at the same moment. That's all. Okay. So he says, okay, it's true that you're not thinking of her actively as changing, and you're not thinking of her actively as empty, but there must be some sense. You must have some sense of her that way as you love her. Okay. That's his decision. Okay. This is Rangluk. Rangluk means what? It's our own school, our own position on the question. Okay. Which is always right. but you know, it could be a different school. If you were in the lower Madhyamika school, the Rangluk would be false sometimes. Okay. Okay, let's read together. Yeah.
Is the sense something like mental factors?
Say again?
Is the sense like mental factors?
Mental factors? Like sentience, seeing her as empty is a mental factor called wisdom. In this 51 mental factors, or whatever, it's called wisdom. Seeing her as changing is also a form of wisdom, and feeling love for her is a kind of love, right? So, I mean, if you divided it Abhidharma way into mental functions, so all three are mental functions. And there's a mind going on at the same moment, which is your awareness of her. And the fact that you're not unconscious, that's also going on at the same moment. So it's really talking about four, one sen, mind, state of mind, and three mental functions. Technically. Yeah. Can two mental functions go on concomitantly? Which school? Because in the Abhidharma they're called Kundronga, or was it? Sorry, higher school, Satriantika. Anyway, ever-present mental functions, right? So those can supposedly go on at the same time. You can feel something as you have to be. Feeling and discrimination are always present in the mind. At any given moment. They are mental functions. So then you could get into this debate, well, Tsungden Namanga Yimba, are they matched in the five ways? And somebody says, yes. And they say, then are they matched in their object? Which is one of the definitions of, and you have to say yes. And then you say, well, they must both be perceiving their object at the same moment. Yes. And then you could fight it that way. You could get into a big debate that way. Yeah. It's hard. That's a hard question. So don't ask that. Okay. All right. Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3. Namu she gomba rasane dhena kepa niki kepa tu chepe semchen ninje. This is a quotation. When you see le or ne at the end of a phrase, you think quotation. Okay, and when you're looking for, like we did the Rinchen Tenma talk, the relationship talk in Tucson, and we could have read the 500 verses and translated them all, and then like decide which 20 we wanted to talk about, which would take about 3 years. Or we had this strategy. We said, let's just talk about the most famous quotations from this book. And then you search in the database, you search what? Rinchen Tenwa. But then you'll get like thousands of mentions of this book that are not quotations of this book. So you just use Lei. This is a trick, okay? Rinchen Tenwa Lei. You search for Rinchen Tenwa Lei. And then you only get the famous quotations from that book that any Tibetan ever used. And then we picked the 20 hottest ones. We did a statistical thing, you know. Oh, this one was mentioned by 100 people. That's got to be in the top, you know, and like that. So that's something cool you can do if you know about Lei, okay? Namche Gompa Rabsa Lei. What is this book, Namche Gompa Rabsa? It's a book that this is a commentary about, right? This is the what do we call it? The exposition? How do we translate Namche, do you remember?
Explanation.
Yeah. Let's check ASI camera. The illumination of Truth. Yeah, we didn't translate it there. Oops. Explication. The explication. Yeah? Sorry?
Very beginning.
Did we have it?
We had, here it contains the illumination of the true thought, an explanation of the great classical.
Okay. Okay. I think we can get away with it. But just be aware that sometimes we'll be calling Gompa Rabsa simply Namche, which is really confusing because there's thousands of Namche. Okay, cool. The expectation called the illumination of the truth. This is what do we say? Distinguished or characterized? Okay. Okay. What two different qualities? We're going to get into that debate. And then we'll have to go back and change everything, probably. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, two different qualities. In this case, changing and empty. Okay? Changing and empty. So, which compassion are you talking about? The compassion which sees them as changing and empty. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, which living beings are you talking about? The ones which are characterized by being empty or changing. Okay? So which, it's going to come later, a debate about what's being characterized. So that's a problem. Then we'll have to go back and change everything. Okay. I'm sorry. Because we have a tear coming way down at the bottom. You didn't mean it. Okay, that's okay. This is still Jackson Kata. And this is our wrong link, right? That person who either sees them as empty or sees them as changing, right? The person who has either of those two kinds of compassion. Are those good kinds of compassion? What's the third one that's not so good? Senjin? Just sees the person, not thinking of, just sees the girl behind the counter. I hope she doesn't cut herself. You know, that doesn't help her much. Okay. That won't help her much. You have to be much more subtle to see that she's dying as she scoops the ice cream. And even more beneficial if you can see that she's in a projection and you could stop her from dying, right? So anyway, person who possesses these two states of compassion, meaning either one of the good, the great ones, okay, in their heart has already in the past grasped that the person is changing by the moment, or that they don't have any nature of their own. Based on this prior perception, now they can have a sense, as they love the person, understood, as they love the person, they can have a sense, oh, they're changing and they're empty, but they don't have a perception of that, okay? Because if they did, it would bump out the compassion perception. Got it? Okay. He says, this must be how it is. It can't be that it's any other way. Okay? Why did we say that? Because we wanted to prove what we said. Even though that love is not directly perceiving her changing nature and her emptiness at that moment, there must be some kind of sense going on. Right? It must have some kind of sense of that. Why? Because just unconscious sense.
What's the word we're translating as sense?
Nambar sharwa. It's a really difficult word. Sharwa means to. It can either mean for an object to appear to the mind, or it can mean that the subsequent state of mind appears in your mind. Rises like the sun in your mind. Sharwa means to rise like the sun. So here it means our textbook writer is trying to get out of using the word dopa, which is to perceive. So he's trying to come up with something that's a little more watered down. Like, could you have a sense while you're perceiving something? So he's trying to introduce this. And in fact, I was reading a difficult passage today, the one I looked up on the web. His teacher from Sergei seems to say, you could have those two states of mind. And he goes on to quite lengthy quotation, you know, presentation about how you could have two perceptions going on. And there's a tradition in Sarumei that the Kirutenpa Dage improved on his teacher, you know. And then Sergei said, no, he was a naughty boy. And he argued with his teacher. And then, you know, the real yogis say it was all a play of maybe one person as disciple and teacher. And that the friction raises attention, our attention. Oh, this is the one they had to fight about. Tell me about it, you know. And then you're more likely to study it, you know. So his teacher seems to say you could have both. And he says other controversial things, according to our view. Okay. Mm. So anyway, he's talking to his teacher, apparently. Okay. And that's how, one of the reasons Sarumei got its reputation as being a black sheep monastery or something. Okay. So you're that lineage now. He needs to be. Okay. So we're quoting Jetsun Khanpa. So we must be right. That's Lungi Drupje, right? Lungi Drupje. Scriptural proof. Scriptural authority. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Cham sen tong lang pe gyu ki mik me ki nin je de la rang gi mik yo tu kyu pe sen jen den me du Yana, den dutu yana wa yin te. Yeah, the use of yang twice to say he is both a fool and he's an idiot. Okay, so you say fool yang yin, idiot yang yin, and then you pause. You say yang yin, then you pause, and then at the other one you say. Yang yin. Say, first one goes up, second one goes down. 1, 2, 3. Yang yin. Yang yin. Okay? It's good to know. It's good to translate. Okay? So those two yangs are linked together. Okay. I'm going to split it. Sorry. How's that? Consider this compassion in the heart of a bodhisattva on the path of seeing. Like, not just in normal schmuck bodhisattva, this is a high bodhisattva, right? Semba chembo, right? Chantu semba chembo. They say in the Heart Sutra, semba chembo. So this bodhisattva is on the path of seeing, right? And he's looking at, he or she is looking at living beings. And those living beings both appear to be self-existent and also appear not to be self-existent.
She's saying it the same time.
Huh?
Because he could be talking about two different times in the path of seeing, one during the direct perception and one at Jacob.
That's right, so far. Could be that. So far, could be that. It could be they're talking both about the period Pachimela, while you're in the direct perception of emptiness, uninterrupted path, and Jetopyashi, after you come down and start seeing things as normal. Could be talking about two different states of, it could be talking about two different times. Let's see where he goes with it. That's not bad. That's a good good shot. Let's see if it's true. I like to say you're perfectly right, and it's beautiful that you caught it. Really, really beautiful. He said, shouldn't the second time we said true nature have said some true nature? We talked about it the other day. Whenever you talk about self-existence, shouldn't you say so-called self-existence? You know? You can't use an adjective before self-existence or what do you call them? Whatever it is, a the or an a. Because it doesn't exist. So you should be saying some true nature of their own. I stuck it in there on purpose so you'd ask the question. Really. Because the second state of mind, what? Yeah, it's wrong. It's like, yes, it does have a true nature. The first state of mind, it's correct. And it's saying, look, some true nature. Huh? Okay, got it? I'm just like playing. Okay. You got it, though. You got it. That's nice. Okay. Sorry? Did somebody else have a question?
Oh, I was just going to say, couldn't they both be, after seeing emptiness directly, and then one is intellectual and one is, you know that things don't, so you're seeing them as not having a true nature of their own, but you're also seeing them as having a true nature of their own.
Yeah.
You're seeing it, but you're not...
What we call this, the period of illusion. Right. What we call the period of illusion.
The magician.
Where you realize that things are not what they seem. Yeah, human double. The period of illusion. Let's see where he goes. We have two proposals. They're both pretty cool. Okay. We talked about his compassion, right? Yeah. The people that the girl behind the counter at the Stop and Shop is appearing to the Bodhisattva on the path of seeing as not coming from her own side, right? By the way, didn't we just say you couldn't perceive her as not having some nature of her own? Didn't we just say that? If you're loving her at that moment, you can't at the same moment entertain the idea that she's empty, right? Correct or not?
Yes.
Correct. You can't, according to our view. But could she appear that way?
Yeah.
You see? Is she appearing to you as not having inner nature of her own? See, now we're talking about this way and not that way. Got it? Can you that way see her emptiness while you're loving her? No. But could her emptiness be appearing to you?
Yeah.
washing over you, as you know, whether you detect it or not. Then it would be self-existing.
Wouldn't that be the direct perception of emptiness itself?
Can emptiness appear to you? Is emptiness appearing to all of us right now?
No.
Are things appearing to us as not having any nature of their own?
Just the opposite.
As things are things, things are, have no nature of their own.
But how do they appear to us?
They appear to have a nature of their own, yes.
But if the statue, if the head of Lord Buddha over there is truly empty of any nature of its own, isn't it like appearing that way? By itself. I mean, in...
No, it's a very other region.
If you... I mean, this has a, this thing has a metallic color. Isn't it looking metallic?
Yeah.
I mean, if so, there's a blind man in the class, and there's people who can see, but is this looking metallic?
If looking means appearing, if you're using looking as a cinnamon...
No, I mean, if you hold that in front of a blind man, is it appearing metallic?
No.
No, from its side, is it appearing metallic?
No.
But from any side?
So it's not the town. So its appearance changes like halfway to the blind guy. So its color changes halfway to the blind. So it's not gold color. Because he can't see it.
To the blind guy.
But is it appearing to him as gold?
No.
And he can't pick it up.
No.
Time for candy. That's how there was left. You see? Left, get it? Okay. James said I had to eat this myself. Is that homemade?
Yeah. Should we call, refer to it as the illumination and not the expectation, since we just use expectation as a modifier and not as the thing that
I would do? Or at least not a palatine.
That's true, but... He didn't say gomparapsya or anything like that. He just said the expectation. So he wants people to get used to him calling it the expectation.
So Dhamse is expectation, not the
right, yeah. And then the cell is the illumination.
But in that case, shouldn't it be lowercase and not a talisman?
That's a good point. I think we'll do it. Because it's confusing. It is confusing in Tibet. So let's keep it confusing in English. Okay. No, it is. This is really tricky. Say day, dandang, chengi, shepa, yimbeche. Because this is a state of mind which possesses a nanwa of dhamma. Literally. Do you want to say it that way, or is there a better way to say it? Is there a more colloquial way to say it?
Pretty cool. That in mind, which things are appearing.
which possesses an appearance. But then it sounds like the mind has an appearance of a true nature, appears to have a true nature. And the point is not that. And that's when, if you don't stop and think, how could I say this in a colloquial way, you lose the reader. It's those Dharma, so many Dharma translations are like that. This is fine, I've covered every word, you know, and it doesn't make any sense to it. It doesn't make any sense. And then you read whole books like that, and you just get a headache, you know. And what it means is the person, meaning us, hasn't clarified what it means in their own mind. Or else you could say it in a colloquial way. So what does that mean, then, on Chenge Shepa?
Truly appearing?
It means the mind is...
Is the mind truly appearing?
No, the mind is perceiving.
So let's work on that, because it is state of mind. Can we add words? Whose object? I think I like it. Let's try it. Is that okay? You got it, right? It's a state of mind whose object is appearing to have some true nature of itself. Right?
But it seems redundant. In the first, saying they do appear to have a nature.
In logic, nothing is ever redundant so long as... Do you know? It's called... what's it called? Shita. It's a fault of logic when the shita chikpa yinbe kyun, chik yinbe kyun, where the subject of the logical statement and the proof are exactly the same wording, which implies that what? What's that imply? Change one syllable, you're okay. Change one syllable, it's a good proof. You know, this thing is blue because it's appearing blue. Or this thing is blue because it's... What's blue in Spanish?
I know. Azul.
Azul. Yeah, and that's okay. You can say that.
It's not axiomatic?
It's not... No, there's a different word for that. It's not redundant. Okay. As long as you change it in any way, the reason is correct. Okay? Because there'll be someone who doesn't understand that. So anyway, we're not going to go there. Anyway, it's still legal as long as one word is different, to put it simply. Okay. Even if it doesn't seem to us to help much.
It's clear enough.
It is clear. Yeah. Now, but think about what he just said. He used a Lungi Drupchen and then he used a Rigpa Drupchen. He said, let me see if I can repeat it. He said, the lady at the Stop and Shop is appearing to the... To who is the guy now? Who's standing at the counter?
A
bodhisattva on the path of sin. That's all he said. He didn't say Arya. Okay, be careful. Whether they're the same or not, we can debate. So bodhisattva on the path of sin both sees her. She appears to him as both having qualities of her own and not having qualities of her own. Why do you say she doesn't have qualities of her own? Because Jetson Kapu was just talking about that. Why do you say he sees her as having qualities of her own? Because he has a state of mind in which things appear to have qualities of her own. Okay? Got it? He split the reason. It's called a split reason. Yeah.
Do you still want to keep in the previous paragraph where you had a true nature as opposed to here where you do?
I'm thinking about it. Some was in it. Yeah.
Okay. I think it was even before.
I'm going to let it go. Now I drop it to draw more attention.
Okay, but also in the previous paragraph you had said not have some, and I didn't know if you wanted.
Yeah, I'm still gonna let it go. Yeah. That's where I switched back.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a good question. Okay. What did he say? What did he say? We said yin nature. He said, well, Jetsun Kapa said things were not appearing to him in self-existence, and we know that things are appearing to him in self-existence. So it must be appearing to him both ways. Then what's he going to say? He's going to say, right? He's going to say what? Dharmatur. You're crazy. What are you talking about? You know, how could something be appearing to him as empty and it's not empty? Come on. You know, Dharmatur. Then we said, now, the reason I brought that up is that we got a towel here, and you have to make a moral decision. What's that? Yeah, you're going to go up or down? Are you going to say, there, towel? Or are you going to say, there, towel? Okay? Now, the last night, the last Friday night, we went up or down? We went down because it was, are you saying that it's got two different states of mind in one? You know? But now we just made the last thing. This is proven. Because Jetsun Kapa said so, and he has a state of mind which is seeing things as self-existent. So he said, false. Then we say, there, this is righteous, indignant, self-righteous thing. Say, practice. There, yeah, no, it's gotta be like, there, of course it's that way. You know, okay, there, okay. When you go up, it's gotta be like, you gotta believe me here. You know, there, and say, one, two, three. Lo be gyu ki ni nam chen gi she pa yin me. You can't quite do it in the writing. You can't get that whiny sound in the writing. That is so the case because. You're going to help me with this. Do you know Lopa? Lopa? What's Lopa?
Inspire.
Say again?
To be inspired.
To be inspired? That's Longwa, I think. Lopa means to study. Lobma means a disciple, right? A student, someone who's still studying. But what it means in Buddhist philosophy is someone who is still learning. What does that mean? As far as the five paths, I'll give you a clue.
He's not
on the fifth path, the path of no more learning. Who said that? Good. Yeah. Which implies that he's
not a Buddha.
He's on one of the first four paths or on no path at all. Okay? So we divide all beings into lopas and nilopas. Okay? So you're either someone who's still learning, or you're a person who is no longer needs to learn, or something like that. Okay, so that's why the last path is called no more learning. Okay? But how do you want to call that person? Well, what's an English word? This is just because I'll just put an X in the heart of a. Does this stay in mind in heart of? Dualistically, we finally got it in Tibetan. Okay. What do you want to call a lopa? Now you tell me. Sometimes I used to say a person who is still learning. Like I used a clause because we don't really have a word for
unenlightened person.
You could say that, but that's got so many connotations that Lopa is meant to say he's still learning. I'll stay his turn. A trainee? It's not bad.
Stay learners.
You could stay a learner, but right now. Yeah, right now.
Won't people wonder what they're still learning?
Oh yeah, you have to explain it. Do you want to put a footnote here? That's what you're saying. Too many words. And when you do that, you open yourself up to a lot of potential problems.
Seems like the final thought of this thing is a clarification.
How about someone who still has more to learn or something?
That's even better. So, Lobmayana, Modulun, but anyway, that's another story. So if you're a Milobha, if you're on Milobhlam, is it true that you don't have more to learn?
Yes.
So there's no such thing as Hinayana Arhat. But that's a lower Madhavika school. That's also a lower. Yeah. We're in Uma Tangura. Yeah. So it's kind of a cheap shot. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so compassion is a state of mind in the heart of a person who still has more to learn, whose object is appearing. You know, usually when you use whose, it should modify the word right in front of it, or else it gets confusing.
I'm sorry, which word are we translating this dualistically?
Ni na, ni. It's the ni. It's the two. And there's dualistically. Like, if you want dualistically, which people seem to like so much, there it is, in Tibet. You finally hit it. Ni nam chen. Ni nam chen, you know. It's not very common, but it's important in the study of emptiness. What does it mean? That me and the object are one? Like, if I didn't have that, would I melt into the object? What does dualistic mean to a tangyua, to a prasangika?
It's a deceptive way subject and object seem to appear in relation to each other.
What'd you say?
It's not coming from you.
That's okay. Traditionally, what they would say is the way it's appearing and the way it really is are disparate. Don't match. That's Nina. That's dualistic. The way it's appearing and the way it really is don't match. That's what dualistic means in Madhyamika. Maybe we'll hit it at some point in the text, I think. But basically, it's that. Okay?
Sounds like it means the same thing then as disparate.
Sorry? Disparate, yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Same idea.
Do they imply the same thing? Disparate and dualistically?
In Madhyamika, it's a technical term that means disparate. Yeah.
The synonym for deceptive, then, in this case?
You could probably say that. I think you could say that. Okay, here we go.
No, deceptively is just one side of the coin. This includes both. It's dual. But
the dual, as used in Madhyamika, always means deceptive, in a way that you're being deceived somehow. The way it appears and the way it really is.
Okay, it's implied to deceive that there's another way in which it exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. We said, he's a person. Why did we say Lopa? It's a Mayinga. We're trying to say he's not enlightened. Somebody asked me, we were talking about, is it fair to come into the debate ground and talk about Buddhas? And oftentimes they'll say, don't talk about Buddhas in the debate ground because
they're so extremely different than most people, it's not really fair. Like, can you go into the debate gun and say you can smell things with your ears? And then some people say no, and they say no, Buddhists can. And then it's like just cheap, you know. It's just, well, Buddhists can do everything, but we're talking normal people here. And so sometimes they'll say, come on, that's an enlightened being. We're debating normal people, you know. So, but he's made it specific. I'm talking about someone who's not enlightened, okay? So I'm talking about a state of mind which is still seeing things dualistically, okay? And then he said, Dhamma, which means what? Get your Shi Chuchen. What's the Chuchen of the logical statement? What did we say? Take Da. He's Da because he's Da. What did we say? Who's the subject? Chuchen. Yeah, Chosen Tong Lamba Chuchen. Let's consider a Bodhisattva on the path of seeing. Then what do we say about him? He's both seeing things. Things are appearing to him as both self-existent, and things that appear to him not being self-existent. At the same time. We didn't say at the same time. And then the guy said, Dharma. We said, that is the case because Jetson Kapa said the first, and the second is, things are appearing to him as real, as self-existent. Then we said, Dharma. No, it's not. Yes, it is, because he's a person who's not a Buddha, who's engaged in a dualistic state of mind. Then he said what? The other guy. Quick. Yeah, he said Dhamma do. He won't agree to anything. Just assume. Dhamma do. He doesn't care what you say. He does say Dhamma do. Which means what? He's not having a dualistic perception. He's not the kind of person who has to have a dualistic perception. Who are we talking about? Chansan Kalamba. You telling me he's having a dualistic perception? Oh, Pachamilama Church and dualistic perception. Yeah. So a guy who's in the middle of the direct perception of emptiness has dualistic perceptions? Cheer. You say, yeah, okay. Okay? So you must not be having dualistic perceptions. Chavamati. Say, Chavamati. Doesn't follow. I didn't say that. You're talking about a Kalamba. I'm talking about a Pachamilama. You're talking about a guy on the path of seeing. I'm talking about a guy who's on the first half of the path of seeing. Got it? It was Evan Avam's original point. Okay, here we go. So he said, it's not true that he's having a dualistic perception. And we say, now we're going up or down?
Up.
Yeah, right. Wait there, tail. 1, 2, 3. The lo be yu ki min je yin be. Now we'll get the wine in. That is to the game. Because... We're saying hard in this section of it.
Yes.
Well, big implications here for our general discussion. Okay? He said, if it's a state of compassion in the mind of a person who's not a Buddha yet, then it must be what? Screwed up. It must be dualistic. It has to be dualistic. He has to be misperceiving reality. It's like this is really, this last statement is like boom, you know. Anybody who's not a Buddha, who has love for somebody, is that state of mind is screwed up. That state of mind is seeing something wrong. Is that true?
Is that true?
On the path of seeing, right? We're talking about the path of seeing.
Anywhere. He didn't say that. Anywhere except the fifth path. Anyone who's not on the fifth path, on the Mahayana track, who has love for someone, is screwed up. Yeah, Bodhisattva is Ninam Chen. Bodhisattva is seeing things as self-existent.
An Arya Bodhisattva?
Yeah.
An Arhat
Bodhisattva? Yeah. Arhat, I said Arhat path. No, you're talking fifth path. Arhat and Nilop are the same thing in this. On one track, on the Mahayana track. Same thing.
The implication of the
anyone, I'll say it again. Anyone who's not a Buddha and who's experiencing a feeling of love for another person must be seeing them as self-existing.
If that's not true,
come back to me with a chin.
Talk about the eighth level.
He's coming. They're coming. Daksala and Lepe, Chanjasa.
If what you say is true,
yeah,
then the perception in the mind of a bodhisattva on the path of seeing,
yeah,
is misperceiving emptiness.
That's true. Oh, I didn't say that. Oh. I said it's misperceiving the person, the lady behind the counter.
No.
I said he must be misperceiving the lady behind the counter.
He's perceiving her ultimate mode of existence.
Not while he's feeling love for her. That we just got through with that.
Then he's not in the direct perception of emptiness.
I never said he was in the direct perception of emptiness. He can't be in the direct perception of emptiness. Why? Wait. Answer that. He can't be in the direct perception.
Because love is a positive thing.
He's feeling love. And we just said mujipa. Eric just proved, Ningbo just proved mujipa. It's a single state of mind. He can't be loving her and seeing emptiness directly at the same time. Impossible.
Right.
But can it be steeped, like you said?
Ah, steeped is a different thing. Steeped is a different thing. Yeah. Yeah. Semke ki Simba. Say, Semke ki Simba. Imbued with bodhicitta. But he ain't having bodhicitta. You see? Like swimming in bodhicitta during the direct perception of emptiness, but can't perceive living beings at that moment because they are deceptive reality.
Can it be the opposite way? If you're in the experience of bodhicitta, couldn't your bodhicitta be steeped with an understanding of their emptiness?
Oh, great debate. Nice. But does that mean then that person wouldn't appear to him as being, you know... That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And we say, and you should speak to it. You should say, yeah, she's not appearing as real. Because he's so steeped in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a different thing. We'll talk about it. We're getting there. That's part of his teacher's, what he's complaining about his teacher. It seems to be. Because he's with you. But you're like almost there, Jay. Just kidding. That's okay. We'll let you. Honorary.
Is the bodhicitta main mind and not a pot?
Whoa. I'm not going there right now. We'll never get anywhere. It's a good debate. That'd be a really good debate. I'm not going there. I ain't touching that. We'll start something. We have 6 minutes. We'll start. This is where I think he got into the thing, to the meshless teacher, okay? So is anyone agreed that that last thing, that was the end of the debate. Anyone who's not a Buddha, who's actively feeling, I'm saying actively to make it easier for everybody, who's actively feeling love for the lady behind the counter, must be having a dualistic perception of at that moment.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Does that mean you can't be having a sense of her emptiness?
No. You could.
Right. You can be having a sense of her emptiness. In fact, if you have to be if you're having the third kind of compassion. Got it?
Right.
Okay. But you can't directly and actively perceive her emptiness at the same instant that you're microsecond that you're perceiving her as someone to who's suffering. If you're only a lopa, if you're still a lopa, okay. All right. Let's read this together. We have like, I'll just get it. We'll just start it in your mind. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Ka chi na re e na ke par ni ki she so. Ki lung te mi me tang che ma mi pe nin che ni la rang ki mi yu tu ju pe sen chen mi ta pa tang rang shin me pe nam pa shar wa ge pe du said ki had to be if it were at the end of a clause.
But.
It's got to be but. Okay? Why? It can't be of. It can't be the book of Christine, right? It can't be Christine keyed down. And then you cut it at key. It can't be the possessive. It'd be like Christine's, and then you stop the sentence. You know? This is Christine's. Well, I guess you can say it in English. But anyway, without saying what you're talking about. Okay. So it's got to be but. Okay. And I'll just lay it on. Then you cook it, as Rinpoche would say. Kachigare, somebody says, therefore, oh, I'm sorry. That quotation that you pulled out by Judson Kapa, which said that, was talking about, it's not the case that the two higher kinds of compassion perceive their object in two different ways at the same time, right? So it's not the case that the two higher kinds of compassion perceive their object in two different ways at the same time, but rather they have a sense of it being one way while they're perceiving it in a different way. You see, I mean, that's Jetson Kapa said that. Now this guy, Kachi, somebody said, that quotation that you pulled out must be saying that, now this is really tough, it must not be saying, okay, that these two kinds of compassion have that kind of a sense about their object. It must not be saying. Got it? It must not be saying that these two kinds of compassion have this kind of sense about their object. Got it? Is that correct? Say no. Okay. Okay, I'll say it again. The other guy said, when Jetson Kapa was talking about having senses about the lady behind the counter, he wasn't saying that you had to be having a sense about her.
I'll say it again.
When Jetson Kapa was talking about having senses about the lady behind the counter, he wasn't saying that those two kinds of compassion had to have a sense about the lady behind the counter. All he was saying was that the guy had to have a sense about the lady behind the counter. I'll say it again. That quotation by Jetson Kapa, where he said those latter two states of compassion must be having some kind of sense about them being about them being dying and empty, right? When he said that, talking about having a sense about it, he was just saying that the guy must have a sense about it, and not that the compassion had a sense about it.
Where's the compassion?
Oh, that's crazy.
The guy has a sense about her dying and being empty, but his compassion doesn't have a sense about her dying and being empty.
Oh, that's...
That makes sense to me. I like it. Then you get out of this problem. You don't have one state of mind having two states of mind. It's the guy. The guy's having a sense. And not the compassion is having a sense. That's what Jetson Kapa's trying to say. Got it? It took me like 3 days to figure this out. I said, what's wrong here? You know? Okay? Okay. And there's a sign here. The thing is so obscure. You know, like he just drops 14 levels of obscurity. Like we weren't interested about that. I mean, we weren't wondering about that, really. You know, it's a sign that he's criticizing something. When you're very sensitive to Tibetan, when you're very sensitive to the textbooks, you can tell when he's going off on this huge tangent to answer somebody that beat him in debate last night. You know, he's like, it can't be that, you know, the fourth root down pause, like, you know, wait, we you know, we don't have to be so passionate about it. We need about the down pause, you know. It's a sign that some kind of controversy took place. You feel it in the Tibet, you can feel it when one of these happens. Yes.
Today you said that you define dualistic as if something way something appears and the way it truly exists.
I didn't say truly exists. I said really exists.
Doesn't match.
Yeah, you should pick on me about really is.
But one time you said, another time I remember you said dualistic also can mean just because something doesn't truly exist doesn't mean it can't exist at all.
You can say that. But in general, in Madhyamika, that's the more of the description of the two extremes. That's normally how we describe the two extremes. When they say two, Madhyamika treads a middle way between the two extremes. Just because things aren't the way they seem doesn't mean they don't exist at all. Those are two extremes. And we thread our path between the two, and that's unity. So that comes more in that context.
Could this be an example of that where just because the compassion that they're having
sees the lady, doesn't want the lady to get hurt, doesn't mean it can't see that she's also dying. Yeah, that could be. You could say that.
Just because, that sees her, doesn't mean it can't see her and can't be perceiving or be steeped in her the idea that she's...
Yeah, like, steeped in, you added steeped in. I'm not falling for it. Of course you could be steeped in. You could be steeped in the taste of mint chocolate chip and not have any more mint chocolate chip. Right after, the moment after. Right, like, you're like, you're driving, and you're like, and hey, Chrissy like sets the thing on the ground, you know, you're like, you're still steeped in chocolate chip. Right? You don't have chocolate chip. Like, is she just put it down there because she doesn't want it anymore? Or is it really empty, you know? Like, yeah, you're going off the road. You know? I shouldn't reveal all my secrets. So you think about that, and how would you answer that guy? I'll say it again. Jessica Copper was just saying that the guy standing at the counter must be having the sense, and not that his compassion was having the sense. And that's how he got out of this problem. Okay?
Right. You argued for several terms about whether or not to ascribe these qualities to compassion itself.
Say again?
We've been arguing for several terms about how we're personifying or not personifying compassion.
Right, yeah, you're
and
right.
I think we've done it both ways.
You're right. Yeah. What he's talking about is the Tibetans don't really distinct. They'll say, compassion loves its object.
Right.
And we don't say that in English. Mm-hmm. We don't say, my compassion loves you. We don't say, his compassion loves her. We say, he feels compassion for her. We give it to a person. In Tibetan, they say, the mind that perceives her is feeling compassion for her. So we've been talking in this class for the last year that if you're gonna not lose your readers, put it, personify it in the way that we would in normal English. He feels love for her. You don't say his compassion is loving her, you know. But does that get us in trouble now? Does that get us in trouble now? Because the argument hinges on, is the compassion having a sense, or is he having the sense? And does saying he has the sense help you get out of the original problem? Yapeng says no, but we'll see.
I say no to it.
Oh. Okay, thanks for sticking with it. And it's hard. And it's one of the reasons we're doing this text in this 6 years is that it's so difficult to figure out that I think if we don't crack at least a few of these texts in the generation right after the great masters from Tibet. Ken Rinpoche was the youngest you could have been and finished your Lama Geshe in Tibet. He was perfect, historically perfect. He's the youngest you could have been and have finished in Tibet. You see, he finished Tantra College in September, and then in February, and then in March the Chinese moved in, right? So he was the youngest you could be. So in that historical warp, right, vortex, we have to catch what they understood and translate these texts, because
Because then it'll just be gone. Then nobody would ever be able to crack them, I think. You see? Or they would not do them as well as when we still have the, what do you call it? Impetus. Impetus? Mm-hmm. Of the original masters. You know. So, okay.
Sashi.